This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said Monday its troops were advancing around Bakhmut while playing down the importance of its quote-unquote offensive actions after Russia said it had repelled a large-scale attack. The contrasting claims came as Pope Francis's peace envoy arrived in Kyiv for 2 days of talks. Ukraine says it's been preparing a major offensive to recapture territory lost to Russia, but that there would be no announcement about the start of the offensive. The war has escalated in recent weeks with increased attacks on both sides of the border with Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly in Kyiv on Monday and discussed preparations for a NATO summit and Ukraine's efforts to end Russia's invasion.
We are very thankful for all that big support, really big support, what UK gave and given, still giving, and we hope will prolong this support to Ukraine.
India has opened a probe into last week's rail crash, which killed hundreds and injured more than 1,000 people, Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
India opened an official investigation on Monday into its deadliest rail crash in more than two decades. Initial findings suggest signal failure caused the collision that killed at least 275 people and wounded around 1,200 in the eastern state of Odisha. Scores of bodies have yet to be identified, and desperate relatives were still scouring hospitals and mortuaries. Disaster struck on Friday when the Coromandel Express passenger train hit a stationary freight train, jumped the tracks, and hit another passenger train traveling in the opposite direction.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder, this is VOA News. Turkey's newly re-elected President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is facing the challenge of balancing ties with Russia and Western allies. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan takes his presidential oath for a third time, as analysts predict foreign policy will be a priority in Erdogan's bid to make Turkey a 21st century power. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, attending Erdogan's swearing-in ceremony, lobbied Turkey to lift its veto of Sweden's membership bid when leaders of the alliance hold a summit next month. Stoltenberg says Stockholm has addressed Ankara's calls to crack down on terrorist groups that target the Turkish government. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Flooding from torrential rains in Haiti has left at least 42 people dead over the past couple days and dozens more missing and injured, officials said on Monday. Over 13,600 homes are listed as flooded. The Civil Protection Agency said on Twitter on Monday the death toll had risen since Sunday night after floods over the weekend hit various parts of the country, including near the capital, Port-au-Prince. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers have met with Justice Department officials as a decision nears on whether to bring charges over the mishandling and hiding of classified documents. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The three lawyers spent more than an hour at the department and left without speaking to reporters. They'd asked 2 weeks ago to meet with Attorney General Merrick Garland over what they said was prosecutorial misconduct and overreach by Special Counsel Jack Smith's team. But a meeting with Justice Department officials is also often used to try to persuade them against bringing criminal charges. The probe into potential mishandling of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago is believed near the end, with the charging decision likely soon, though it's unclear if or when charges might be brought. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Tech giant Apple on Monday revamped its lineup of desktop and laptop Macs using its own processor chips ahead of its expected announcement of its first mixed reality headset. Apple did not make any major announcements about generative AI products similar to ChatGPT or Google Bard's search engine, but it quietly showed several smaller features with AI, like live transcription of voicemails. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.